conservatives, energy sector oppose Narottam to head OMB. Will damage America's fiscal, economic, moral, and social well-being. By Penny Starr on February 15, 2021. Opposition to President Joe Biden's nomination of Narottam Dhan to head the Office of Management and Budget is growing because of her record of supporting far-left-wing policies as president of the Center for American Progress, CAP. That opposition is coming not only from conservative groups but also the energy sector, which is warning of damaging policies she could put in place that would harm domestic production of oil and gas. The policies supported by Dhan will undoubtedly damage America's fiscal, economic, moral, and social well-being. We call on all senators to reject Senate confirmation of this divisive nominee. David McIntosh, president of the Club for Growth, said in a joint statement issued to the media. Narottam Dhan is an architect of Obamacare, cheerleader for the Green New Deal, and advocate for socialism in America. Any senator that cares about working with an OMB to grow the economy, not destroy it, should vehemently oppose this nomination, McIntosh said. The American oil and natural gas industry is one of the most thoroughly regulated industries in the United States, and we recognize the importance of regulations that balance the essential value of oil and natural gas production with the global challenge of addressing climate change. Anne Bradbury, CEO of the American Exploration and Production Council, said in a statement. There are real consequences from the White House Office of Management and Budget's review of rules and regulations of American industries, Bradbury said. The White House budget director makes decisions about taxpayer funds based on the needs of American families and businesses, which now means providing support and relief from the historic and ongoing economic disruption of the COVID-19 pandemic, not favored political constituencies. The director should also ensure that OMB reviews of federal climate change regulations properly calculate costs and benefits, and do not negatively impact families' pocketbooks, American jobs, or state budgets, Bradbury said. In his first week in office, Biden announced his war on fossil fuels and blue-collar jobs by revoking the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline in the name of fighting climate change. At least five other conservation groups are speaking out against Dhan's nomination, including Heritage Action for America, American Conservative Union, March for Life Action, and Freedom Works, and the American Conservative Union. As a former OMB staffer under President Donald Trump, I know that this little-known office is one of the most powerful in the federal government and has significant influence across the entire executive branch. Jessica Anderson, executive director of Heritage Action for America, said in the joint statement. If Dhan is confirmed, she promises to return to the failed left-wing playbook of expanded bureaucracy and costly job-killing regulations, along with government-run healthcare, blanket amnesty, and a host of disastrous left-wing policies. It is clear that whatever policy priorities are too radical to gain support in Congress, Ms. Dhan will use OMB to drive a radical agenda through the administrative process. Daniel Schneider, executive director, American Conservative Union, said. This approach ignores the will of the people, exceeds the authority granted to the executive branch under the U.S. Constitution, and wreaks havoc on our democracy. Narottam Dhan, nominated to the director of the Office of Management and Budget, will certainly use the position to oversee all government regulations to move the country in a liberal direction, Tom McCluskey, president of March for Life Action, said. She has been described as one of the key architects of one of the greatest expansions of abortion, the Affordable Care Act. Dhan has accused groups targeted by the coercive Obamacare mandate, which she helped craft, of being extreme. These groups include Catholic nuns like the Little Sisters of the Poor and others who didn't want to be forced into providing abortifacients in their health plans, McCluskey said. President Biden's choice of Narottam Dhan to head up OMB is an attempt to appease the progressive left, and one that we cannot afford, Adam Brandon, president of Freedom Works, said. Her outward support for government-controlled universal health care, complete disregard for any semblance of fiscal sanity, and lavish praise for the Green New Deal have no place at the center of policymaking in an American presidential administration. Freedom Works vehemently opposes her confirmation, which would enable such a radical leftist agenda and push our country ever further from the vision of liberty that we fight for every day, Brandon said. As director of OMB, Tandon will also have oversight of the president's budget proposal, which will ultimately influence the shape of the federal budget and spending. While Congress writes the yearly budget, the administration's proposal will serve as an important marker that Democrats will strive to implement, a press release from Heritage said. Tandon's track record suggests that she will use the budget process to push a left-wing wish list of policies like a public option for health insurance. During her time as president, CAP supported amnesty for millions of illegal aliens, dangerous cuts to defense spending, and dozens of other radical proposals, the release said. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.